Jesus had such hang-ups with his disciples. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus had such hang-ups with his disciples. Always, the disciples were looking for the ideal being. And always, Jesus was presenting them with the ideal being. And the disciples looked at Jesus and they said, "Yeah, you can do it, but how can we do it? Because you're special, you're wonderful." And Jesus said, "Yes, I'm special and I'm wonderful. And yes, I can do it, and yes, I do it, and yes, I'm a happy man. I am the ideal being." "But Jesus, how can we ever be the ideal being? You're so perfect." "Well, you understand, guys, the ideal being is the being that knows who he is inside himself. I know who I am inside myself. I know that I am God. I know that God is in me. I know that I'm wonderful. I know I'm fantastic." He told these things to the disciples, and the disciples listened, and they said, "Yeah, but, you know, you're special. You can do it." "Oh, that's true." Now, Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said, "Now, look, you fellows know that I'm a rabbi, and I had to go to rabbi school. Oh, it wasn't a short term, it was a long term. I had to go almost a year. And in the rabbi school, it was not so easy. I had to do everything they told me to do. And a lot of things were things I didn't really want to do, things that I didn't believe in, things that I didn't think were right. But I did it because I was going to school and I was taking their program and I was learning how. And they told me to sit in the corner and do nothing but just sit there and think. They called it meditate. And they said I should meditate for 1 hour every day. That's when I first got to the school in the morning. And I was so full of energy and so full of spit and vigor, I wanted to get out and do things. I wanted to get working on my writing. I wanted to get working on all of those good things that they teach you in the rabbinical school. But Jesus, you are a good guy. You always did what you're told to do." "That's right. My mother taught me always to follow directions. And if I follow directions, the rainbow at the end of the program was always there for me." "Rainbow at the end of the program? Who ever heard of a rainbow at the end of a rabbinical program?" "Well, I don't know, but my mom always said, you watch, you see." So I did. I did the meditation, and I didn't see much value in it. I was so familiar with always meditating. I was meditating all the time. But to take an hour aside just to do that, this was a discipline. And so then, they taught me other things. They taught me how to hold the stylus so that I could do my writing. They taught me how to memorize. That was one of the big things. I never had trouble remembering things, but they taught me little tricks, little gimmicks on how to memorize, how to think thoughts, and how to memorize whole phrases and whole passages and whole ideas, not just singular ideas, but whole ideas, the whole chapter. And I learned to do them. And then as I learned to do all these different things, I could do them because it was my nature and my love to do it, but I learned their techniques. And I learned their techniques not so much for myself, which was a wonderful thing too, but I learned because I was to be a teacher. And I learned so that I could share it with others and share it with others how they could do it. And I learned that I have within me an ideal being. I always felt I had something special in me and I had different words for it, but the rabbinical school told me that I had the ideal being within me and I'm very, very, very special. Every rabbi is very special. He has a mission. He has a purpose. He has a direction. He has a goal. I am very special. Well, I was taught that. And so, that's what I'm teaching to you. Each of you disciples, I'm teaching You are very special. You have a mission. You have a goal. You have a direction. And your direction is not as so much what the rabbinical school taught me, to go out and teach others, but what the rabbinical school taught me also was to be myself and have fun. If I did not thoroughly like myself, and if I did not thoroughly go out and do everything that I wanted to do that was a joy to me, then I was in the wrong field. I was in the wrong business. And that's what they told me. The rabbinical school was very definite about this. If you don't like what you do, you're in the wrong field. If you don't like what you teach, you're in the wrong field. If you don't believe in who you are, you're in the wrong field. Well, I knew I was in the right field, Jesus said. I knew I was in the right field because my inner self told me. But I still took the training because my mother felt that it was a good idea to have a trade. And so I learned that. Oh, I learned carpentry from my dad. And I learned all of the things about that. I learned all about running a household for my mother. I learned many things. But the biggest thing that I learned was in rabbinical school where they said, I am an ideal being. I am an ideal being. However I was created in the beginning, my original purity and integrity, that is my ideal self. That is my ideal being. And they didn't use words like I'm using with you now, but these were the ideas that they presented to me in rabbinical school. And these are the ideas that I am presenting to you, my disciples, because I want you to enjoy all that I enjoyed. It's true, it took me a long time to go through my rabbinical training. And it's true, I had to be disciplined and very dedicated. And these are things that I'm sharing with you, my disciples, to be disciplined and dedicated, to realize that you are the ideal being right now. And to be the ideal being, it means you keep your thoughts 100% on being the ideal being. You recognize every moment of your life that you are the ideal being. Not for one moment do you leave your thought from the ideal that you are the ideal being. Not for one moment. And as you do that, then you begin to demonstrate outwardly the things that you have trained inwardly. I believe that everyone is the ideal being, Jesus told his disciples. And I believe that everyone can do the things that I do and greater things than I could ever have dreamed of doing. And I believe that that is the truth. And I believe that that is you and that's me and that's all right now. This is what I learned in my rabbinical school, and this is what I teach to you, my disciples, that you are the ideal being. Today, claim your ideal being in every area of your life and enjoy life more than you ever dreamed possible. Because, indeed, you are the ideal being as I am. I'm not superior to you or I'm not better than you, but I am the ideal Jesus the Christ. And you are the ideal disciple. And you will be one day the ideal being just the way you are because you are divinely created. Think on these things, my beloveds, and know you are the ideal being as I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.